From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Catalonia's ousted leader, Carles Puigdemont, and four former ministers have turned themselves in Sunday in Brussels following Spain's issuance of a warrant for their arrest. Puigdemont had said Saturday he intended to cooperate with officials in Brussels, where he fled last week, tweeting that we are prepared to fully cooperate with Belgian justice following the European arrest warrant issued by Spain. A Spanish judge issued the warrant for Puigdemont a day after she jailed nine members of the region's separatist government, pending possible charges over last week's declaration of independence. One person was later granted bail. The national court judge filed the request with the Belgian prosecutor to detain Puigdemont and his four aides and issued separate European search and arrest warrants to alert Interpol in case they fled Belgium. Belgian federal prosecutors said that they had received the arrest warrant and could question Puigdemont in coming days. Puigdemont and the four others were being sought on charges that included rebellion, sedition, and embezzlement as a result of a Spanish investigation into their roles in pushing for secession for Catalonia. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Sunday that the resignation of Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri was a wake-up call to Iran's ultimate plan, saying that Iran is ultimately trying to take over the Middle East. Netanyahu was speaking on BBC's Andrew Marr show. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Society says that it has discovered several cases of fraud committed during the height of the Ebola outbreak. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia's Gulf Affairs minister said Saturday that he had confirmed information about a plot to kill the Lebanese Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri from the leader's personal security detail. Hariri announced his resignation Saturday after delivering a blistering attack on Iran and its proxy militia Hezbollah, both in Lebanon and across the region. A car bomb exploded in the Syrian city of Deir ez-Zor, according to the Syrian state agency. Saturday's explosion killed dozens of people, according to both the news agency Sana and the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The exact death toll is not yet clear. Deir ez-Zor is a center of Syria's oil production and a regional hub for commerce. The city is one of two in which Syrian troops declared victory over IS Friday. The victory along the Iraqi-Syrian border following raids by forces on either side of the border near the Euphrates Valley. The jihadist group's self-proclaimed caliphate was in tatters after it lost its urban strongholds in Syria and Iraq, with the simultaneous assaults on Deir ez-Zor in Syria and Al-Qaim in Iraq, leaving IS in control of little more than small plots of territory scattered along the border. Saudi Arabia state media says it has intercepted a ballistic missile fired from Yemen and aimed at the King Khalid International Airport northeast of Riyadh. Iran-backed Houthi fighters in Yemen have claimed responsibility for the missile, which was intercepted by Saudi forces. Saudi authorities said that it caused no casualties or major damage. The Houthis said that they were targeting the airport. Saudi Arabia is leading a mission in Yemen to eliminate the Houthi forces, but the violence has begun to spill over the border. In July, the Saudis shot down a ballistic missile from Yemen to Mecca, or near Mecca, a month before Muslims begin their annual pilgrimage to the city. U.S. President Donald Trump told servicemen Sunday at Yokota Air Base in Japan that no one, no dictator, no regime should underestimate American resolve.
History has proven over and over that the road of the tyrant is a steady march toward poverty, suffering, and servitude. But the path of strong nations and free people, certain of their values and confident in their futures, is a proven path toward prosperity and peace.
Some of the president's comments, while directed at the American troops, could also be seen as a veiled warning to the isolated nation of North Korea. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.